Increase our love. Increase
Allah.
Increase our love to the Prophet.
Allah.
Increase our love to the Prophet.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, there are countless virtues and blessings of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting Salawat, reciting peace and blessings upon the essence and soul of our lives, the comfort and coolness of our eyes, the one in whom our hope for salvation lies, the one who journeyed beyond the seven skies, whose blessed face is more beautiful than the sunrise, who is the owner and the distributor of paradise, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And these virtues of reciting salawat can be found throughout the books of ahadith. It is mentioned in one beautiful narration, reported on the authority of Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashran. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Today, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be moving on to discuss the thawab, the reward of having true love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an, that once a man came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, Mata as-sa'a, ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when will the hour be? When will the final hour? When will the day of judgment come? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replying to the question with another question, said, O my sahabi, O my companion, مَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا. What have you prepared for the final hour? The reply of the Sahabi, filled with love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا أَعْدَدْتُ لَهَا مِنْ كَثِيرِ صَلَاةٍ وَلَا صَوْمٍ وَلَا صَدَقَةٍ. I have not prepared for the final hour by doing a great abundance of additional voluntary worship, prayers or fasting or charity. Now this was the humbleness of that Sahabi. Otherwise, the worship of the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan is far beyond our imagination. But this Sahabi in his humbleness was saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not prepared for the final hour, for the day of judgment, a great amount, a great abundance of prayers or fasting or charity. وَلَكِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. However, I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what I have. This is the wealth that I have. I have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have true love for you embedded within my heart. Now the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, you will be with those whom you love. And the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they say, مَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِشَيْءٍ فَرِحْنَا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Subhanallah. The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the greatest of all generations, the stars of guidance, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this Sahabi that you will be with those whom you love in the hereafter, you don't have anything to worry about if you love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in the hereafter you will be with those whom you love. When the Sahaba heard this, they said, مَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ بِشَيْءٍ. We were never as happy with anything after Islam فَرِحْنَا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ As we were when we heard these blessed words leaving the beautiful lips of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That a man is with he who he loves. It is as if the Sahaba kiram alayhi wa ridwan are telling us, that, oh people, what greater reward could there be? What greater occasion of joy could there be in our lives than the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us that if we love him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be with him in the hereafter. Subhanallah. And Al-Hafidh Al-Imam Ibn Hajar Al-Asqalani, the commentator of Sahih Al-Bukhari, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says based upon this hadith in its commentary, وَقَائِلٌ هَلْ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ أَعْدَدْتَ يَنْفَعُ إِنْدَ الْكَرَبِ فَقُلْتُ حَسْبِي خِدْمَةُ الْمُصْطَفَى وَحُبُّهُ فَالْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ He wrote this couplet of poetry, the translation of which is as follows. If somebody says, have you prepared an abundance of righteous actions which will benefit you at the time of calamities, at the time of the day of judgment, in the hereafter, at the time of difficulty? فَقُلْتُ Then I would say to that person, حَسْبِي خِدْمَةُ الْمُصْطَفَى وَحُبُّهُ The service of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is enough for me. فَالْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَبْ Because a person is with he whom he loves. Furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's reported that a man came in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Imam al-Baghawi and Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahum Allah, they mentioned that this individual was Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu, who was one of the servants of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu, he came into the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and signs of grief and sorrow were apparent on his face. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O Thawban, why do you seem so sad? What has caused the color of your face to change? Look at the love-filled reply of Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu anhu. He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَأَنْتَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَهْلِي وَمَالِي I swear by Allah, indeed you are more beloved to me than my own family and my wealth. وَإِنِّي لَأَذْكُرُكَ And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I am away from you, I remember you, and I imagine you, and I mention your blessed name, I mention your blessed attributes, I recite your praise. And Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَا أَصْبِرُ حَتَّى أَجِيءَ فَأَنْظُرَ إِلَيْكَ And I mention you, and I imagine you, and I remember you, until I cannot bear being away from you any longer, due to the intensity of my love for you. And I am not at peace, until I come to you, to quench my thirst by looking at your beautiful face. And when I see your beauty, only then is my heart content. Only then does my heart become tranquil. Only then are my eyes cooled. This was the love that Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu anhu had for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he couldn't bear to be without the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then, he furthermore stated in the blessed court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنِّي ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكْ Ya Rasulullah, indeed, a time comes when I remember that I have to leave this world. I have to die. And I also remember that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you too one day will be veiled from this world, veiled from our apparent vision. فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةَ رُفِعْتَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ And I know that you will certainly enter paradise and will be raised in lofty stations with the prophets, the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن دَخَلْتُهَا لَا أَرَاكَ And if I enter paradise, I won't be raised to the status of the Anbiya. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not see you. I will be deprived of seeing your beauty even in the gardens of paradise. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will I satisfy the love of my heart? How will I see you? How will I quench the thirst of my love by looking at your beautiful face? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because in paradise, your status will be so elevated. And even if I enter paradise, my status will not be so high. This was the reason why the blessed face of Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu anhu, the color of it had changed, and why the signs of sadness and grief were apparent on his blessed face. This is why he was upset, because he was imagining the hereafter. He was imagining that even if I enter paradise, I won't be happy. I won't be content. I won't be tranquil. Because even if I'm in paradise, if I'm away from you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not be content. Mawlana Hasan Raza Khan alayhi rahma says, in a beautiful naat, Sare gulshan kon dekhe, dashte taiba chhod kar, suwe jannat kon jaye, dar tumhara chhod kar, aise jalwe par karun main laakh huron ko nisar, kya gharaz, kyun jaun jannat ko Madina chhod kar. When the Sahaba alayhi muridwan expressed these emotions, this worry and fear at being separated from the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they were to gain the bounties of paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse of the Holy Quran. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 69. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those who obey Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with those upon whom Allah ta'ala has bestowed favors, among the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And what an excellent company they are. Upon this occasion, now the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu anhu to him and recited this verse to him, as if he were saying, O my slave, O my companion, do not worry. Do not worry about being separated from me in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this verse of the Quran, teaching us that whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember, obedience is founded on love, whoever has true love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with those upon whom Allah ta'ala has bestowed favors, amongst them being the prophets. So you will not be away from me, even in the hereafter, if you have true love for me. Subhanallah. This was the love of the Sahaba ikiram. And this was the rewards that they were promised. The reward of loving the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In another hadith, it is reported that there was a man seated near the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this individual was gazing upon the beauty of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without even batting an eyelid. He was completely engrossed in the beautiful vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, O my companion, O my slave, what is the matter with you? What is wrong with you? The Sahabi replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my father and my mother be sacrificed for you. I am enjoying these moments. I am relishing these moments by looking at you. Because I am thinking that on the day of judgment, you will be raised far beyond my status because of your superiority, beyond my sight, and I will not be able to see you. So now whilst I am in this dunya and you are with me, then Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am taking advantage of this opportunity and I am relishing and enjoying these moments of looking at your beautiful face. He was sad because he thought, like the other Sahabi, like Sayyidina Thawban radiallahu anhu, he thought that in the hereafter, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so far elevated beyond our status that we'll be deprived of looking at his beauty. And some scholars have mentioned that the verse that I recited, the verse of Surah An-Nisa, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who obey Allah azza wa jal and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with true love for them, they will be bestowed the company of the righteous, the prophets, the truthful, and the martyrs on the day of judgment and in the hereafter. Some scholars have said that this verse was revealed upon this occasion. And the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, their desires, their wishes, they were not desires and wishes of this world. They knew that this world was temporary. Their desires were much greater. On one occasion, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, because of becoming happy at the service of one of his servants, one of his slaves, the great companion, Sayyiduna Rabi'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, and Sayyiduna Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, he was that Sahabi who would have the blessed duty of bringing the water for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform his wudu. And because the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became happy at the service of Sayyiduna Rabi'a radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and said, O Rabi'a, sal, Ask me for something. Ask for whatever you want. Now look at the mindset of the blessed Sahabi. The Sahabi didn't ask for the wealth of this world. He didn't ask for properties or land. He didn't ask for fame or fortune. He saw the rivers of mercy and generosity at their peak. And he took this opportunity and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. Ya Rasulullah, I ask for your companionship in paradise. SubhanAllah. Look at the ishq. Look at the love of this Sahabi, radiallahu anhu. He didn't just ask for Jannah, but he asked for the companionship of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. And look at the response of the master of both worlds, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, Oh Rabi'ah, why are you asking me for Jannah? This is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who he gives Jannah to and who he doesn't. I don't have any power over this. No. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu and said, Oh Rabi'ah, awa ghayra dhalik? Oh Rabi'ah, you've asked for Jannah. I have given you Jannah. Do you wish for anything more? Do you wish to ask for anything more? And the scholars of Islam say that in this hadith, the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu with the words sal, which means ask. Now grammatically, the word sal requires an object. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention the object. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say, ask me for a blessing of the world, don't ask me for a blessing of the hereafter. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, ask me for a blessing which is in my possession, don't ask me for that which is out of my possession. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify it. And the scholars say that this statement of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mutlaq. And the rule is, al-mutlaqu yajri ala itlaqihi. That which is unrestricted, stays unrestricted. That which is unrestricted, it stays general. It cannot be restricted by anything else. And here the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't mention any specific thing that could be asked for. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dihlawi, after explaining this, he says that this hadith proves that our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has the power and the authority to grant whatever he wishes to whoever he wishes. The great grandson of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu writes in a beautiful Naat Sharif, Munawwar meri aankhon ko mere shamsu duha kar de, ghamon ki dhoop mein wo saaya zulfe duta kar de, jahan bani ata kar de, bhari jannat hiba kar de, nabi mukhtar kul hai jisko jo chahe ata kar de. And this shows, my dear brothers in Islam and viewers of Madani Channel, the belief and the aqeedah of the Sahaba. The belief of the Sahaba alayhim ridwan was that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the owner of Jannah, is the Malik of Jannah. Because if they didn't believe this, then Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu would never have asked for Jannah. For example, if I was to make the announcement here today that anybody here can ask me for something, then nobody would ask me to give them a mansion, for example, because I don't own a mansion. I don't have the authority to gift you that mansion. Nobody here would ask me to make them the king of the world, because I don't have the authority or the power to make somebody the king of the world. Because you know that I don't possess the authority, you wouldn't ask me a question like that. You would only ask me for something which you believed I had the ability to give you. So the fact that Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu anhu asked the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Jannah, for paradise, proves that he believed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the owner of Jannah. And not only is he the owner of Jannah, but he possesses the authority to grant it to whoever he wants. Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul Rahman, expressing the same beautiful aqeedah of the Sahaba Kiram alayhi ridwan, along with warning those who reject the authority and power of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Tujhse aur jannat se kya matlab munafiq dur ho? Tujhse aur jannat se kya matlab munafiq dur ho? Hum Rasulullah ke jannat Rasulullah ki. We belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and paradise belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal, if we are true in our love for the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in obedience to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, if we succeed in gaining the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the owner and master and distributor of paradise, will not leave us deprived from entrance into those beautiful gardens. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. In today's silsila, we have learnt about the level of love that the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan had in their hearts for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and how they would yearn to be in the company of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've also learnt how the Sahaba Ikram alayhi wa ridwan would express their desire to be in the company of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the gardens of paradise. And that they could not even imagine the pain of separation from the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they were to be given the blessings of paradise. For them, the blessings of paradise were nothing compared to the blessing of looking at the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also learned that the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, when they would ask for anything, they would ask from the blessed court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fulfill their wishes and their desires, and even promise them the guarantee of paradise. It's important for us to realize a glimpse of this blessed status of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how important it is for us to embed this love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, as this is the essence and the completion of our faith. InshaAllah azza wa jal, continue watching Madani channel, attend the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami in your areas, travel with the Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami, act upon the Madani na'amat. InshaAllah azza wa jal, you will see that love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue to increase in your heart, and you will be practically able to act upon that love by acting upon the blessed sunnahs of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal enlighten our hearts with love for him and his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and give us the honor and privilege of being united with his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.
Increase our love, oh Allah, increase our love to the Prophet, oh Allah, increase our love to the Prophet.